This has actually been in the making since the early 80s, but technology wasn't in the right space, you know what I'm saying? For it to completely come together, you know what I'm saying? Just things had to be right. And then for some reason, at one point when I was really ready to throw all of it together and just start working hard, I mean, I've been writing it for years. So, all right, it's like this. I don't know when I thought it needed to have structure and balance, but at some point, I tried to add structure and balance. Like, who has structure and balance? Like, who actually wants complete structure and balance outside of architects building buildings or anybody who needs, you know, perfect balance for maybe their occupation or something like that, you know, their career or whatnot? I don't know. But I don't know. Life don't work that way, you know? So since life doesn't work that way, why should I try to make things flow in a way that doesn't just flow like how life does? I don't even care if that makes sense. It will if you think about it. Like, that's how I am with that. So boom, there he is. He is I am him. That's just what it's gonna be. This is just an example. This is the demo. This is episode -1. This is the negative episode. We ain't even doing no pre. We ain't never gonna come back on no pre. But this is -1. This is -1 cast right here. That's all that this is. So what we gonna do is we gonna just run through different styles, different techniques, different ways that this is going to be put together in a way for it to be ingested. Some may be long, some may be short, some may be really knowledgeable. I will not define what is what. That is the point. This is the ridiculousness of who I am. I am all over the place, but well put together at the same time. It is a masterful mix of one saying somebody is a jack of all trades. I'm not necessarily a jack of all trades. I'm just really good at doing shit. It's just what it is. So I'm gonna do this shit how it feels and let it roll that way, because that's just how it's got to be. And there he is, doing his thing again, whatever that is. It'll get defined at some point, but today, it's just there he is, because it's always been there he is. That's all I've always heard. So I'm just taking it, you know what I'm saying? And it's just there, like that, negative. That's the only negative part of this whole entire thing, is that negativity is like, I would probably say 78% removed from my experience of life. Like, I've completely done some real re-engineering, you know, some inner engineering has been restructured and advanced, you know, back to where it should have been. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if you get too much of a lot of different things, your mind can go and your brain can be retrained and you can go in different directions that you never thought that you would ever go. But it happens due to, you know, your experiences and how you ingest them. And if you're not aware of how you ingest things, then that's when things go awry. I know a lot of people be just going crazy in their heads with a lot of things that they're going through. That's crazy. I started this episode all serious, huh? No, I didn't. But anyway, it's ways that you can, like, you know, get into it. You know, I may drop knowledge later in detail on what I did and how I was able to, you know, grasp a better way of understanding life, just on how to experience it and how to get what, not necessarily get what I need out of it, but like to like experience it to the fullest. And I'm still growing, I'm still learning. Like, I don't know anything. Like, I used to really think that as much as I read, as much as I learned, the many different skills that I've acquired and learned and just over my span of life, I thought that, man, I just felt like I knew at least something. But then, like, after, you know, going through different exercises and learning these different things, now I realize that's wish-wash, all of that. I mean, maybe the common sense things that I learned through experience throughout my life I can still use, because you need those types of things to navigate. But the rest of it is pretty much wish-wash. I have zero regrets. I love everything that I've experienced in my entire life, like all of the ups, all of the downs. Like, I love all of them equally. And of course, I didn't always feel that way, but you know, I just learned that, you know, it's just the way you got to do it. You know, you got to have it. So, boom. I don't know what you call that segment. I guess that shit was real. There he is. Some real shit. All right. So, I have a whole list of these things that I could just go into and talk about, but they're not really detailed. It's really just a list of titles and keywords that spark interest in my head to just display whatever that is. I don't know, you know, exactly. Whatever, it's just a weird way how I write things. When I was really into writing, like, poetry, and then rap music, when I was a teenager, I was really into, like, learning how to do these things, and I continued on throughout my adulthood, and all of these aspects I write all the time. Of course, now I'm just typing in a notepad in my phone, but, you know, it's pretty much the same thing. And I'm always writing something. I'm always thinking of something ridiculous, whether it be something like a ridiculous, like, rap thing, or just like a well thought out something. And sometimes I'll just go straight to Google and Google, like, a quote that I'm about to, you know, save, that I'm saying, like, oh man, I said that, wow, let me save this. And then I'll go and check online, has anyone ever said this before? Nope, no one has said it. Great. You know, like, I can claim it as mine. You know, so those different things, you know, I have, like, thrown together, and they just pop up here and there. Guess what? Now's not even the time. It's just an opportunity for me to talk about. So, yeah, I love, I would say my best skill of all of the things I'm skilled in, my best skill would probably be how my creative processes develop. I always wondered why some of the best, like, musicians and artists of different creative worlds, I just wonder why there's not an in-depth breakdown from individual, you know, like, artists in their creative nature on their creative processes. Now, I understand that we do come from a time where you would want to be overprotective of your processes in hopes that someone else could not, you know, operate the same way that you do. But after, you know, everyone is an individual, and, you know, our individuality is exactly who we are. And, you know, you can't, there's no two of those. So I just feel like no one can do what anyone can do the same. You know, they can do it, you know, in their way, and it just, the world will take it, the universe will take it how it sees, how it feels. So you just have to, you know, I guess be in your truth, in a sense, to go about it that way. But I think I might try it, but, you know, I might give it a shot. I might throw out something and then kind of describe how I creatively came up with the process, you know, through the process. Like, the process is what we all love, or we all should love through our life. So I feel like if you share your creative process, you may in turn help someone else. Or, yeah, like, basically that's it. Like, what is my goal in life? To help others, you know, help the earth and help others. Those are my key goals, continuous, you know, and they continuously grow and build off of those. And it's just, love out here. But so creative processes, I want to talk about one creative process that I have. And is this something I'm currently working on? I guess I could talk about the list. Like I was saying, I just write these lists. So what I like to do when I have ideas, the fastest way for me to get through an idea is to shake the idea all the way down from the top to the bottom as fast as I can. Like, as fast as I can doesn't mean like in the next few minutes. As fast as I can means while this is fresh in my head, let me put as much focus on it as I can, as long as I can, until I get tired of it. You know, like until I'm either physically tired, like because it may be late at night, or higher, you know, whatever. My eyes might be tired, looking at my phone, or whatever the case may be. That process is probably one of my favorites because I use it the most. So it would go like this. Bam, idea A. Let's just think of a crazy idea. Ooh, I want to do a rap show. I want to do a rap show, but like a circus, but rap though. Like, not a circus in a term of like juggling and all of the different circus things, but a rap show in the form of like said a circus. This is crazy that I'm just letting this fly. But I feel like this is how you get it, because I'm really not focused on this particular idea, but there's another way that I have it to go. So if I can throw this out there, I feel like, wow, maybe it could jump something. Maybe not. So I feel like there could be like a rap show that is like a circus, like a rap circus. Okay, now that my idea is a rap circus, what is that? Here goes the only time that I'll like write out a sentence, and that sentence will be a rap show / concert / festival that is designed in an entertainment style like a circus. Boom. Now, what I will do from that point forward is let's try to go through this idea as quickly as possible, just by writing like keywords and things like that, like that you would use advantages, and then things that would be like cons. And like, I'll do this. This is a good exercise for you, not only to write better, but a good exercise for you to use to, I guess, like a brain exercise for me is what I use it as. Because a lot of this stuff just gets written down, and then it just, bam, 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 it'll be there. And then something will trigger in my head, like through a conversation, something I may see later. It'll be like, oh yeah, remember we had this idea about this? Let's pull it up. Let's see if we can execute. that's pretty much how I do. Like, so I have like endless of these things just from all over the place. I've been all over the place, you know. I've been all over. I love to travel. I pick up ideas and I talk with people, and things just, they just pop up. They just do. So a rap circus, bam, the description that I threw together really quickly, blat out. And then after that, here's where I would just start making a list. So let's say maybe the first thing on my list would be circus designs, circus styles, circus flow, like visit circus, research how a circus keeps its audience entertained, like boom, circus, all that would be the first part. Because the first thing you want to do is research exactly how a circus is going, exactly how it operates, exactly how it flows. How continuous is it? I haven't been to a circus in years. Let me go back to a circus. You know, circuses are dying. You know, like some circuses don't even exist anymore. But let's go. I've been to the Universal Circus. I haven't been in, like I said, years. I know they've made plenty of updates. I have to check out that circus because I know it still goes on. I love the Cirque du Soleil, but I don't really call that circus. It's a fun, good, entertaining show, though. I guess it is. So then we break down how would we use that in rap. So boom, I'm immediately thinking of how you would use the whole culture, like fashion. So you would have like rap design fashion designers that are based around the culture of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying, like more entrepreneurial brands, like boutique brands that may need this type of push to get more embedded in the culture. So we may have like five different groups. One maybe they may do like t-shirts, one may do like jeans maybe, and one may do like snapbacks, one may be you never know, like, you know, one may be doing like jackets or hoodies. And then every performer would be in the male or female, whatever options are available from those designers, those ones that want to get built. And it would be like literally the stage for this operation would have to be like a circus. Like it would be everyone around and everyone looking into the middle. So it would be a performance in the middle, but everyone's around and kind of up. Still kind of small, like a circus. I don't think this is something that would jump off big off the break, but I think if you did it on a lower scale and kind of toured it around, it may be something amazing. I don't know. Maybe somebody should think of that. Hit me up. We can talk about it. We can discuss. We can find out if we can execute something like this. But boom, so it just goes list of things. And then what I do is I go back through that list over time and I start breaking down each one of those things, doing the research. And if I'm really feel like it's something worth the time at that time, I'll start doing it then. Like I'll just start going through on Google, bam, start searching, bam, looking up this, looking up that, looking up this, checking that. What is this? What happens here? Why did this happen? Why is this? Like, how do you lose audience? Bam, bam, bam. You know, like all these different things. And then you just, it's like, then you would, after, at that point, you would look at it from like a day-to-day operation. How would it work? What would it take? What are all the materials you would need? Well, you know, like you would get into that. If you feel like it goes that deep and you feel like there's an opportunity where it could be executed, you would go that far. But yeah, I love doing things like that, little exercises just to keep my brain fresh. Also, using social media in that way, like how you can elevate something in that fashion by keeping the attention of the audience. And I'm into that. I'm into it, but I don't feel like I show it enough. Like I don't display it how I probably should. I don't go 100% with that like I should. Thinking about that, that was a fresh thought right there. I have to make a correction in the way I operate to make sure that that's happening on 100% level, and then we might be able to get somewhere with a lot of different things that I have going on that we'll get into in other episodes. But this episode is -1. It's just me rambling about random stuff basically that I got going on, or styles how I feel. Next, let's get into it. I love music, all music. I really do love rap, hip-hop music. Grew up listening to it continuously. It's just a part of my life. The culture itself of it is just a part of my life. I do listen to all genres of music. I have favorites of artists in all genres. Favorite albums, and get into that at some point. But on the rap side, I think that today, hip-hop is bigger than it's ever been. Like, it is like the biggest, and this year is 2019. I feel like rap is just the biggest it's ever been, like right now. Like, it's never been this big. It is so big. Just thinking about it, there are so many releases from different artists of all, you know, areas of the world that are just releasing their projects endlessly. Just, oh, man, if you're just a fan, just to listen to the different music. If you're into listening to the music of... not just what you grew up on, because I know a lot of people who stick to their kind of quote-unquote era of listening to rap. So, you know, people be like, oh, yeah, I only really listen to, like, the 90s or the early 2000s. I don't really listen to, like, the new stuff. You know, like, I listen to everything. I listen to every artist. I take CDs from the gas station. I take CDs from the DM. Like, if somebody hit me with a DM and be like, I need to send you some music, boom, send it my way, I will give you 100%, you know, 100% listen, and probably right then, because I just love music, and I love creativity. I love how people can create, you know, these different things, even when they're saying things that I've heard over and over again. The creative way that you can spin it, and the way that these beats are changing these days, the way that things are being produced, I'm just a fan of it all, from the oldest to like the newest. And I love, that's probably one of my favorites now of this era, is that you can get on like a SoundCloud or any streaming service, or like I love Tidal, I use Tidal a lot. Even Spotify Radio is really good. Like, you could just come across a lot of artists that you've never heard of, or bands you've never heard of, and they just pop up and you're listening and you're like, you know what, I like this. And then you have to grab your phone. That's what I, at least what I have to do. I have to grab it, pull it up, see who it is, you know. And that's how you learn and get new music and find out a lot of new artists. And sometimes I'll hear a song randomly like that, because I guess it picks up, the algorithm kind of picks up, I feel like it does, on what you like to listen to. So it starts recommending, you know, similar artists that have this type of vibe to them a lot, and it'll make these playlists. This is the title I'm talking about now, but I've found artists that I like, and I will like look for them on Instagram, hit them up and be like, hey, or go into the comments on the most recent, if the song that I just heard is what I'm now you know, seeing them post about, I'll go to it and be like, listen, I love this song. Like, I'll hit them and hit their DM, but like, look, I'm adding this song to my summer playlist. Like, this song is fire. Like, keep doing what you're doing. Don't stop what you're doing. Like, just throw that out there. Like, bam, everybody needs to hear that. You know, even if you don't get a response, but a lot of times these artists that I'm speaking on now, they're so small you know, their fan base is very small, like in just like the thousands sometimes, or even just 100. These are people just getting their feet wet and just starting to get it together. So I'm a fan on that aspect because I love the process. I love to see people get at it. And sometimes if I feel, you know, like if I feel, I guess as positive about it as I do, I will reach out and be like, hey, listen, if you need any help on my end, you know, like if you need me to share something or if you need me to, you know, do whatever, like I love, this is a amazing track. You need to do more of this. If you have time, whatever is like keeping you from being motivated, I throw all that out there. Like a lot of times I don't never get a response, but sometimes I do. And people be like, I really appreciate it. You know, I really appreciate, you know, you just reaching out and, you know, letting me know that you listen. Like that means a lot. And that's it. That's it. I just try to give back to the universe the best ways that I can. And it gives me, that's probably about the only balance that there is right there. Episode -1, talking a whole lot of real shit. I have to begin by saying the first was just the beginning to the whole new world, but the second was so advanced in everything, it took the first to use old ways of strategy that the second wasn't around for. This is the type of trickery that could be found anywhere or within anything. It's up to who or what has the proper awareness and who or what doesn't. I believe the first was mentally stronger. The second was just learning at a faster rate, so their progression was quicker. If the two were to just ever, you know, honor and respect each other, we all would benefit and we could learn at an even faster rate. That's how we would provide solutions to the problems that plague us all. It takes the two to come together. The first probably doesn't want to be peanut butter, and the second doesn't want to be jelly. There isn't anyone to just step in and say, hey, you can switch and we can come together.
Yay! Yay!
Picture it with me. We each have a ticket to the show. You and your best, looking great as always. Me looking casual, haven't seen them all in mad days. We taking photos before we enter, letting the world know it's important to capture every moment. As if this could be our last night out or our last everything. We take snaps. We go live with our friends and say, hey, we finally got out here and it's about to be magic. My expression says ecstatic, like the panda hook on repeat. You just smile as I tame the masses with my wit and organic wholeness. You know the madness is near, so it's only right we cherish what's here. And it's important that you keep listening to this tale. I mean, we just arrived. Part 2 might take you on a ride. Social media is a thing. Social media is a lot of things. I'm certified in like social media marketing. I'm like certified in the operations of using the different social media platforms. I guess that would be a way of quickly wrapping that up. But yeah, so I've been promoting for different people or places or entities since MySpace, Black Planet, maybe. Probably since about Black Planet, I've been doing promotions. Maybe way back then it was more like clubs that were open at that time in my local area, or different functions like that that were going on. And then it progressed to like websites and through different people that I met through different experiences, doing favors like that for different ones, just for the experience. Like, oh, hell yeah, I hope you do this for the experience alone. Like, would never ask for a dime. All of that stuff was like learning experiences for us all. And some of those people I still am connected with in some way, and we still communicate. Let's see. Yeah, all the way back from then. So I've been pretty much doing this for a long time, and I've always followed it. I did take a huge gap where in the beginning of Facebook's era, where I wasn't sold off from what I read, I wasn't really sold on it. So I kind of ignored it for a few years. And then eventually I was, you know, persuaded because all of my friends were on there, and then friends were saying other friends who I hadn't spoken to, you know, in forever were asking about me. So it was like, I guess I better, you know, make this account and become familiarize myself with this platform. You know, I do know all the other platforms. So I did use Facebook long enough to learn the platform. And I do use it on the business side pretty much every day. But on the personal side, I probably haven't logged into my personal Facebook in probably maybe 4 years, maybe. Yeah, probably a good 4 years. So, but I do use Facebook every day, on the business side, on the marketing side, for different businesses that I assist and help with, different people's brands that I assist with, all those different lovely social media things. But currently, let's talk current social media stuff, just randomly. The power of Instagram these days is really showing. Well, both Instagram and Facebook, they're pretty much the same. But on Instagram in particular, there was this old school chain letter effect about a policy change where Instagram would have like all of your, you know, rights to your photos for the police, yada, yada, yada. Some weird made up thing that somebody threw out, and it circulated like an extreme wildfire. It went viral. Because there were a lot of people that were just reposting it. No one was doing research. It was just being reposted until it got reposted to the point where Instagram themselves had to reach out like to the media and be like, hey, listen, we didn't even make that. Like, that's false. That is not the case, you know. So like, and then here's the crazy part. Here's how the world works. So it goes viral about this policy. Everybody's re-posting it on their page, on their stories, everywhere. People are just doing it because everybody else is doing it. Their favorite people that they follow are doing it. Their favorite influencers are posting it. Like, it's just everybody, right? Like, millions had to be of people have seen this thing. Not posted it, but at least millions of people have seen this thing. So it's viral. It's gone viral. And then Instagram says, hey, no, this is false, right? But guess what? How about we ask Instagram how many people that are live current users on Instagram follow Instagram and can see what they post. I would love to know like the numbers from their side. I don't know. I probably could just check it, but I want a comparison of how many people, because look, It was on the news, but guess what? And I saw like it reposted maybe twice, but in comparison to how many times I seen the policy get reposted, it's still being reposted. People are still reposting this shit. People are jumping online for the first time and they're reposting it. It's still going. It is. And like I go through and see some of them now, and I'm looking at them. And I'm looking at the comments, and people are like, hey, this was found out to be false. And then they're like, oh, and then they're responding, like, yeah, I heard. And then they're like, I'm so glad that it's false. You know, it's like, delete it. How about you delete it? Because everybody that follows you is now looking at it, and, you know, like, they're not reading the comments. People are seeing this thing and automatically thinking, oh, I need to repost this. I don't want nothing to happen to mine, you know, to my Instagram. It's the most ridiculous thing, but it's real, and this is live now, and it's August 2019. What else on Instagram has been pretty wild? I guess we can just stick with talking about that. They've made quite a few updates throughout this year, quite a few changes through how things work. So from the business standpoint of it has really been challenging this year to kind of learn and adapt to whatever these changes are. It's pretty hard because they really don't identify them. They really don't like tell you exactly what it's going to affect. At least I never see it. I never see it when in the update, you know, I never see it in the notes or anything. So it's just wild, you know, that they do this and you have to like learn it. So I have been doing, I guess, pretty well on a lot of the business things. Now, on my business page, I haven't been very active. I've been kind of testing out different things, buying ads for different posts at different times, like leaving a post up with nothing active on it, and then going back and promoting it like months later to see just like what happens. And these are the different things that I'm doing on my end as research to keep, you know, my skills up. I haven't even put any ads out that I'm even doing this. All of mine have come through word of mouth or someone that I may have possibly DM, like, look, you need some help. If you need some help, you know, I can help you. These are my rates, blah, blah, blah. You know, and I jump in there if they need, if they want. But I really enjoy just like learning these things and going through and figuring them out. And I'll just tell you, they change them so much on Instagram in particular. Man, it's so hard. It's like one of the greatest challenges of using this as a business. You have to really, 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 really stay up on it. You have to really stay up on it, and you have to post and post. And like, and I wish I could, I probably should put more of this use on my personal page, like, or not my personal page, one of my personal business pages that I have, because I could really be more entertaining on there, I guess. I'll probably, you know, put this on there, in the bio, just for people to be able to go and listen to this weirdness that I'm doing. Yeah. So yeah, I do love it. I love it. The newest app that I've been learning is TikTok. I have one account on there. I don't have any of business's account yet. I don't feel comfortable operating that platform all the way. I do have posted a few things, and I do, you know, enjoy watching some things on there. I do like how I can say, oh, I like this, and it'll pretty much only show me that. Because I don't say I like this to a lot of things. So I just have like a random few things that I like, and I get those videos alone. I don't have many followers. I haven't done any marketing on that. I've just been learning how to use it. So yeah, that's that. I'm gonna work more on that. But Facebook I use for business, just to go through and pay for ads and Push the envelope a little bit early. Don't post on business Facebook pages, but I do use them to post the ads and to draw, you know, awareness. And I do follow the trends of how it operates as well. Just to, you know, keep up with it. But a lot of the businesses or brands or personal pages that I assist with, they are mostly on Instagram and YouTube. So those are probably the two platforms that I've been focused on just operating. Personally, I probably have an account on every platform. They are not in unison the way they should be. And that is something that I'm going to add as my goal before this year is over. I need to be active on all platforms, and they need to be all in unison, operating equally. Boom. Done. On the record, in the universe, it shall happen that way. When I was talking about IG and things, I did want to speak about meme culture, because it's really heavy on IG. That's really where meme culture kind of shines. But my experience with meme culture is old, man. Meme culture back in the 90s. Yo, meme culture, when the internet existed, is when meme culture began. That's when it started. I think it, I don't know when, I'd have to look it up and see when the word meme, you know, was created. I know when it was like accepted as a word in a dictionary, it wasn't that long ago, but when it was actually started being called a meme, because I remember in the 90s, the 90s, like, meme culture was big because parents would get emailed memes back and forth. And I knew parents that would print them shits out and put them on the refrigerator or put them in like the man cave, or like they would be behind somebody's bar or something. You would see like a whole thing of memes, or a refrigerator in a garage would have like a whole bunch of like hilarious memes on it. It would just be, it would... It's just always been a thing. It's always been something I've seen like throughout my life. And then when I became an adult and started working, of course, I started getting those emails, you know, with the different forwarded memes, you know, different images with captions above or below or both. You know, of course, they've evolved into a lot of different ways. And meme culture has a way of trending, and something can catch on and just shoot around the world really fast. And I just love the creativity behind it all. But like, meme culture is definitely an aspect of the internet that I think everyone can enjoy for entertainment. Or if like you're going through something and you don't know how to process it, you could probably find your answers through meme culture. Like, you could probably get into, you know, the sad memes and really like break through on something and feel a lot better just understanding that there's a number of people that, you know, agree with you, especially on like Instagram when you see like a sad post and then there's like so many likes and like comments like, oh man, you don't know, like, felt like this so many times. Like, I know that helps a lot of people get through things, even if it's just like the tiniest bit they get through that there is. I know that meme culture is probably one of the most successful cultures of, I would say, like group therapy, personal therapy on different levels, like whether you need like to be uplifted, whether you need to be motivated, whether you need to be like humbled, wherever you need to be set straight. Maybe your like thought process has gone left in a way, and bam, you see this one meme that just puts you right back where you need to be thinking, right back on the goals, right back on where you need to be. Meme culture is so wild. Like, I don't know who thinks about meme culture the way that I do, but I look at it because it hits every single aspect of one's life. Like, it doesn't matter what you do, it doesn't matter what your career is, it doesn't matter, it just doesn't matter. There's a meme for you, there's a meme for your ups, there's a meme for your downs, there's a memes for your everyday, there's just memes for every single thing. And because of that, and because of how that is structured and how that openly is just shared amongst people, lets you know that there is a good bit of sense that people are together in some form or fashion. It's not until you put a title above someone's head or a name across someone's face is that when people start to divide and break down. But in meme culture, it's like everybody is for the same cause. Whatever the meme is going, whatever the trend is, be creative, do your thing, and add to it. It's like a beautiful thing. I believe there are websites that actually house like the rankings of like memes, like when they come out. I can't remember what one of the more popular ones are. But yeah, I love meme culture. I'll definitely talk about different things in meme culture. Right now, the most current thing in meme culture is Popeye's Chicken. The restaurant has come out with a chicken sandwich, a new chicken sandwich. I believe they had a chicken sandwich years ago, but they have a new chicken sandwich with this buttery bread and this crispiness and this juiciness and these tomato these pickles that taste like the chicken and all these things. Like, there's so many memes just on the chicken sandwich in comparison to all the other restaurants. And then there's a lot more memes now because the current event is this chicken sandwich. People are in drive-through lines for hours. I've been watching people's stories online and they're just waiting for this chicken sandwich. They're in line at lunch for this chicken sandwich. They're posting pictures of people waiting in line for these sandwiches. Like, this is the only thing in existence to these people. Like, they've seen so many memes. This is how I'll wrap this up. They've seen so many memes on this sandwich that they have been brainwashed, unknowingly, subconsciously, they have been brainwashed. Their brain, especially if you're a meat eater, you've been brainwashed into believing that you too need this sandwich. Like, no matter what, you're gonna get this sandwich. The lines are ridiculous. The drive-through lines are like out of the establishments and down the street. Like, Popeyes is running out of chicken. They're running out of these sandwiches. They're posting up handwritten notes at the drive-thrus and at the doors, "We out of sandwiches." Like Popeyes did not think that it would cause this much of an uproar. I knew that they were prepared for a huge surge because they're Popeyes and people just love chicken. And for them, and they did have a good bit of marketing for the sandwiches, but I don't think that they thought that meme culture would push on it this heavy and give them this much love because, wow. Currently, this is probably one of the biggest things in meme culture is how this chicken sandwich has, man, they've probably generated so much money. It's got to be outrageous in terms of like locations around the country and whatnot. Popeyes, I believe, is only in the United States. I'm not aware of their distance. Yeah, so that's that on that. I've never had the chicken. I don't really eat meat. I was a vegan for probably most of 6 months, and then I had a couple bites of this and that just to see. Not really my thing. So yeah, I'm leaning more towards a plant-based lifestyle. That's another conversation for another segment, but meme culture live, man. Meme culture is big. The other thing that is catching right now, no pun intended, we gotta do something about these wildfires and in the Amazon because you know, the Amazon is probably one of the biggest producers of oxygen that we have on Earth in terms of trees and things like that. Really, with the meme culture is really starting to push this, and I really hope it gets pushed to the level that it needs to, so that whatever kind of resources can be sent down there to kind of help stop these fires. I mean, I hear it could be intentional, you know, due to like all these different things, but yeah, we gotta stop it. And just on that wave of that, we need to plant more trees. Like, if everyone just planted a tree, like every 2 years, we just plant more trees, would be really good out here. If we started planting more trees, we should start thinking about this. Meme culture, though. I navigate these rough waters with a smile on my face. Ain't a moment of my life a waste. Every day is like amazing grace. The purity of my intellect gives your energy a safe space. Do you listen well? In my thoughts, I hear splashes into a wishing well. No more toxins in my body. I have the power to cast spells. But the trouble from my past doesn't allow me to blaze trails. It's a struggle to pay bills, but I'm blessed to make hearts swell. It's a struggle to keep somebody close, but so easy for me to say farewell. On and on I sail, continued on my path, still focused on my goals, motivating, yet moderating. Too much, they run. Just enough, they hit you up. Just a touch, I lift them up. We won't speak as much. They still remember the touch.